Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, Michael Lewis Ingram. And as always, it is good to be with you. Soul Tree Radio on the Raw, proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. Get all the good shit. The who, what, when, where, why, and how. Right now at www.basnnewsroom.com. We are at the tail end of our sci-fi fest, and tonight we thought we'd give you a bit of the culture as we refer to our man William Shakespeare as a source. William Shakespeare, noted playwright and all that stuff, did a piece called The Tempest, which talked about a recluse. Hollywood decided to do that as well, and they created Forbidden Planet, starring Walter Pidgeon as the recluse in outer space. Leslie Nielsen, before everybody realized he was funny, played it straight as the head of a crew that went out there to bring the guy back home. Although the guy reluctantly did not want to go back home because he stumbled on a civilization of highly intelligent folks. They were so intelligent that they put themselves out of existence with their own hubris and their own stupidity. I digress. I'm not going to tell you the whole story. What I am going to do is play the movie for you and let you decide. Now, it's hard to create ideas. Science fiction is the hardest thing to write because you have to generally just create a world for yourself. Back in the 1950s, folks agreed. And in 1956, when the movie was made, Forbidden Planet got an Oscar for special effects. You look at effects today and you think, well, you know, you got all kinds of good shit going on. You played The Matrix Reloaded and saw things that were light years ahead of time. But to see that in 1956, it's a whole nother story. Anyway, kick back and relax as we go to Altair 4 and Forbidden Planet.
In the final decade of the 21st century, men and women in rocket ships landed on the moon. By 2200 AD, they had reached the other planets of our solar system. Almost at once, there followed the discovery of hyperdrive, through which the speed of light was first attained and later greatly surpassed. And so at last, mankind began the conquest and colonization of deep space. United Planets cruiser C-57B. Now more than a year out from Earth base on a special mission to the planetary system of the great main sequence star, Altair. Mm-hmm. When are their DC picks, Jerry? Half a minute, Skipper. Ship on course, sir. We'll reach DC point at 1701. That's less than 3 minutes now. All right. Take it away. Aye, aye, sir. Chief, we'll drop back below light speed in about 3 minutes. Got your vehicle gear stowed?
Aye, aye, sir.
All right, good. DC set and punched on, Skipper. All right, attention. Captain the crew. All hands square away to decelerate. Kids, people will, as usual, sound 10 times after light's dim.
Come on, Doc.
DC, Boston.
Aye, aye, sir. DC station. On the double. Want to bounce through this one?
Eddie, you got any short-range radio signals yet?
Not so far, sir.
Jerry, can you make out anything down there?
I may be missing some individual structures. There are no cities, ports, roads, bridges, dams. There's just no sign of civilization at all.
Sir, we're being radar scanned.
Did you realize?
No, sir. It seems I'm made from an area of about 20 miles square.
20 miles square, sir.
Horton, thank you, aye, sir. Combat station, blast event, active HS scope. Radio contact service, a voice here.
Human?
Yes, sir. Sounds like it. Boosted.
Spaceship, identify yourself. You're being tracked.
United Planets Cruiser C-57D, J.J. Adams commanding. Who are you?
Morpheus of the Bellerophon.
Who?
Edward Morpheus.
Yeah, here it is. Morpheus E, Ph.D., Lit D, Expedition Philologist.
Philologist?
What do you wish here, Cruiser?
Well, you don't understand, sir. We're your relief. We're very glad to find you alive.
I, of course, appreciate your concern, but absolutely no assistance of any sort is required.
The red carpet treatment, huh?
Dr. Morbius, my orders are to survey the situation on Altair 4.
Let me repeat, I'm in no sort of difficulty here. Your best procedure will be to turn back at once without landing.
Sorry, sir.
Commander, if you step down on this planet, I warn you that I cannot be answerable for the safety of your ship or your crew.
If you'll just supply me with landing coordinates. Dr. Morbius, I require landing coordinates.
Very well, but I wash my hands of all responsibility. You have a standard chart?
Yes, sir.
You may come in at 8374 North, 14821 West.
Thank you.
It's right back there in the desert.
Commander, I strongly urge you to reconsider. Please permit me to recommend.
Something funny down there,
City. Okay, Jerry. I'll take the lead.
Attention. Captain of the crew, stand by to revert polarity. Standard Class A security will be maintained upon landing. And until further notice, all hands will work out on.
That is all.
Artificial gravity off.
Grab off.
Aflux.
And primary coil.
Primary structure.
All present.
Look at the color of that sky.
Yeah, but I'll still take blue.
I don't know. I think I might get used to this.
Road will love it.
Boston.
Aye, sir.
Can assemble a tractor.
Aye, aye, sir.
Let me check the command lights for it.
Hmm?
Command lights, sir. My dear.
Chief?
Sir?
You're on command now, Quinn. You keep out of those instruments.
Aye.
Hey, what's this stuff for?
Like we're being missed.
Boston.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hold the tractor.
Aye, aye.
Got a vehicle, huh? God, that must be a madman.
What's that?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Altair 4, gentlemen. I am to transport you to the residence. If you do not speak English, I am at your disposal with 187 other languages along with their various dialects and subtypes.
Your English will do fine, thank you. This is no offense, but you are a robot, aren't you?
That is correct, sir. For your convenience, I am monitored to respond to the name Ravi.
What time do you have here? High oxygen content.
I rarely use it myself, sir. It promotes rust.
Is it more or feeling?
In my case, sir, the question is totally without meaning. Will you get in, gentlemen?
Bring. Practice. I blink red.
I'll bring a tractor in a hurry, sir.
Right.
Passengers will please fasten their seatbelts.
Looks after us like a mother. Out of a clear sky, find himself besieged by an army of fellow creatures. All grimly determined to be of service to him.
I'm sorry, sir, if we're not welcome, but we do have our orders.
But of course you must stay for luncheon, and do forgive the ill manners of an old recluse. Won't you think?
Whatever that lunch was, it was certainly delicious.
Simply some of Bobby's synthetic.
He's your cook, too.
Even manufactures the raw material. Come on. I'll show you how this works. One introduces a sample of human food through this aspirate. Down here, there's a small built-in chemical laboratory where he analyzes it. Later, he can reproduce identical molecules in any shape or form.
That's why it's game.
Plus, absolute selfless obedience. Activate the disposal unit.
Household disintegrated.
Put your arm in there. Order cancer. Don't give your feelings to him. Robbie is simply a fool. Tremendously strong, of course. He could quite easily topple his house off its foundation.
Wrong hand. Might such a tool become a deadly weapon?
No, Doctor. Not even though I were the mad scientist of the Pink Village, because, you see, there happens to be a built-in safety factor. Commander, may I borrow that formidable looking arm of yours? Point this thing at that Althea Prutex out there on the terrace. Fire. You understand the mechanism?
Yes, Morpheus. A simple blaster.
All right. Now turn around here. Point it at the commander. Aim right between the eyes. Fire. See? He's helpless. Locked in the sub-electronic dilemma between my direct orders and his basic inhibitions against harming life and demons. If I were to allow that to continue, he would blow every circuit in his body.
Doctor, how did you come by such a mechanism?
Doctor, I tinkered him together during my first month up here.
Coffee is ready, sir.
Doctor, do you mean that you made this gentleman?
I used to have a toy, Lieutenant, sir, but nowadays I have no time for that.
Dr. Morbius, you're a philologist. I'm expert in words and languages, their origins and meanings. Yet this robot of yours is beyond the combined resources of all Earth's physical science.
My dear Commander, maybe you overestimate both Bobby and myself. Gentlemen, let me show you another bit of Parliament. I had Robbie install the steel shutters before I realized how altogether safe I am. Well, gentlemen, this has been very pleasant. You've seen how comfortable I am here. Hardships, no special difficulties, and no need at all for military assistance. Now, I dare say you're impatient to get back to base. The moment we've interviewed the other members, but there are no others, Commander. Before the first year was out, they had all, every man and woman, come to a sort of a planetary force here. Some dark, terrible, incomprehensible force. Only my wife and I were here.
And just how do you account for your immunity, Dr. Martin?
My wife and I differed from the others only in our special love for this new world, in our bound this long to make a home here far from the scurry and strife of humankind. I remember how when the boat was taken to the current course, she and I were utterly heartbroken. How could we have foreseen the extinction of so many co-workers and friends?
There's no record of any wife in the Bellerophon rules.
Oh, Lieutenant Book under Biochemistry, Julia Marston. She and I were married by the skipper on the voyage here. I have the certificate.
I thought Robbie had managed very charming feminine touches. I take it Mrs. Morbius is my home boy.
My dear wife died a few months after the other. Only in her case it was a matter of
Dr. Morbius, just what were the symptoms of all those other deaths? The unnatural effect.
The symptoms were striking, Commander. One by one, in spite of every safeguard. My co-workers were torn literally limb from limb.
By what?
By some deadly thing that never once showed itself.
And a biopod?
Vaporized as the three remaining survivors tried to take her off.
And yet in all these 19 years, you personally have never again been bothered by this planetary.
Only in nightmares of those times. And yet, always in my mind, I seem to feel the creature is lurking somewhere close at hand, sly and irresistible, only waiting to be reinforced for murder.
Bowser.
Bowser, I specifically asked you not to join us for lunch.
I didn't want to go, but I'm sure you never said a word about my coming in for coffee. Well, they do, or did you?
This is Commander Adams, Dr. Osco, and Lieutenant Brown, my daughter. How do you do?
I'm supposed
to be watching the young man, and now three of them at once.
It's very kind of you. The two end ones are unbelievable.
Could this end
I'm sorry,
did you?
Thank you.
Of course, you must make allowances for my daughter, Jenny. She's never known any human being except her father.
I hope you'll make allowances too, sir. We young men have been shut up in active space for well over a year now. Like some hair, the view looks just like heaven. Sugar?
Did you keep helping me after all you're not, Robbie?
I wouldn't mind being Robbie in certain ways. That
Yes, sir.
That was very clever, but I don't
seem to
understand.
Well, all right. Yes, I suppose one day I shall be obliged to make a trip to Earth for the sake of her natural development.
I should say fairly soon, too.
Father wasn't too happy at first about your meeting him, sir. What's wrong with her?
How lucky I am, though. Oh, really, you're just very fine. Oh, you won't expect me,
then. Oh, sure. Well, that is, I am. An old dependable Jerry. Of course, the doc can be trusted, too. He's in his data.
Well, I can tell you this, Alpha, but that man is notorious throughout seven planetary systems. Well, I don't feel free to discuss the shortcomings, fellow officer, but any girl or woman who lets him get her alone, anyone. Well, I'm not that one. I'll go.
What's
that? These gentlemen have expressed a very kindly concern over the amount of liberty you have here.
Liberty?
I've explained to them that you have my permission to visit Earth whenever you choose.
Earth?
And my little girl never feels lonely at the time.
No, I have you, Robbie. No, my friend.
Right. Yes, perhaps you need to better call me. Something. Right through my head. Alpha's whistle is above the pitch of human hearing. I often do it myself. Outside the range of my daughter's influence, it's still a deadly wild beast. Just a routine checkup, ship. What, Chief?
Everything okay, Commander?
No problem.
You mind activating the fuel?
Mm-hmm. As you can see, we're under no restraint whatsoever. I'm not going to. Well, gentlemen, if I can be of any help to you in your preparation for the homeward voyage, I thank you, sir, but unfortunately, circumstances they keep scared of by. Circumstances. Yes, you see, my orders don't quite seem to cover the Bellerophon fatality. I'm forced now to contact base with your instructions. But, Commander, suppose these new instructions require my return to Earth for questioning. 2 years or more away from my work here. Tell me just what is involved in your making contact with Earth base. Well, fundamentally, it's a question of crew power. How to short circuit the continuum on a 5 or 6 project. Of course, a transmitter of that sort is exactly equipment. Phase one, we have to cannibalize about 2/3 of the ship's electronic gear, and then ship the main drive to juice it. Just to construct the pump. Disable here for 10 days and nights. Tell me, would 2-inch lead shielding do as well? Be better if we have to be carrying about 130 ounces. And I'll have Robbie run it off for you, and you'll get it knocked later than tomorrow noon.
Advising you, sir.
Obliging. Look out there, Commander. Bellerophon Park. 19 years ago, I dug those graves with my own hands. I have, believe me, always to repeat that experience.
see you again soon, young man. Thank you very much, sir. Excellent lunch, Doctor. Tell the truth, I sometimes still miss the conversation. Such gentlemen as yourself, Doctor. Thank you for your courtesy and concern.
Fasten your seatbelts, gentlemen.
Can I be of service, sir?
But never mind the sir, mister, but I'm a stranger in this so-called planet. I'm just wondering if you could tell me where I could get a hold of some of the real stuff.
Real stuff?
But just for cooking purposes, you understand. I take a big pride in my duties.
Pardon me, sir. Stuff?
Oh. Just about one soul left. Oh. Genuine ancient rocket bourbon. See here? Hey! Well, you won't let me charge you now to take a hit over to you.
Quiet, please. I am analyzed. Yes, relatively simple alcohol molecules with traces of fusel oil. Would 60 gallons be sufficient?
Gallons? Mister, I've been from here to there in this galaxy, and I just want you to know you're the most understanding soul I ever met up with. Ow!
Nothing really personal. Just a kiss.
Why do people want to kiss each other?
It's an old custom. All the really high civilizations go in for it.
But it's so silly.
But it's good for you, though. It stimulates the whole system. As a matter of fact, you can't be in tip-top health without it.
Really? I didn't know
that. I'm too happy to show you.
Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Is that a good job?
Well, you've sort of got to stick with it.
Let's do this thing right. I know there are a lot of pressing duties waiting for the back of the ship, and Branch does have many privileges, and you can depend on your kind of those privileges won't be stretched to taking your kind of advantage.
What's the matter with him? Why did he leave? Why did he go back to his fight?
What do you expect? Don't you understand that? Well, look at yourself. See, you can't run around like that in front of men, particularly not a space wolf like Fawn. So for Pete's sake, go home and put on something. Anything.
Well, I designed them myself. Looking at it, I don't think I like it. What do you mean? Commander, the judge and I were just trying to get a little healthy stimulation from hugging and kissing, that's all.
Oh, that's all. It's so easy for you, isn't it? There's no feelings, no emotions. Nothing doing right out of your mind. Well, it so happened that I'm in command of 18 competitively selected super perfect physical specimens with an average age of 24.6 who have been locked up in hyperspace for 378 days. It's going to serve you right if I have your plan. And he... Oh, go on and get out of here before I have to run out of the area under guard. And then I'll put more guards in the guard.
And then I'll put more guards on the guard. I don't like him. I just don't like him. The way he kept looking at me. Then he shouted.
What about?
I don't know. I don't know, really. It was awful. I was only trying to be nice about kissing a lieutenant.
Oh? How did the commander react to that?
He's furious. He seemed to think that all that about biology has something to do with me. Personally, I mean. I've just been nervous in all my life. And I hope I don't see him again if I live to be 400 million.
Well, I dare say you won't have to. I think the best thing you can do is to go to bed. I still have some work to do on my school. Good night, my dear.
Sorry, miss. I was giving myself an oil job. And what did you require this part to get out?
Stop. I must have you there. Right away.
Thank you. Gray last night during illness, this ship was entered, and valuable government property was sabotaged. Now, the two of you claim to have been at your posts and awake. If this ship was entered, the heavy duty hatch was raised and latched back, and neither of you saw or heard anything. Except you, Gray, you heard breathing. And younger, let me see, you were asleep in your bunk, and you think you had a dream. Pending further evidence, you defy the space day and all privileges.
Oh, me too, sir?
No, me too, sir. We'll stand 20 extra watches. I'll have less cleaning aboard this ship. Dismissed. Well, Quinn,
I'll have this here. We can replace out of stores, and the rest we can patch up one way or another. Except the special Pystron frequency modulator. Now, with every facility of the ship, I think I might be able to build it, but frankly, the book says no. Came packed and liquid-borne in a suspended gravity.
All right, so it's impossible. How long will it take?
Well, if I don't stop for breakfast. All right, get on. Thanks.
Breakfast ready, sir. Thank you.
They have them in.
Get up. Can you take your uniform?
No, you better say as you are. I'm meeting on command.
Oh, I see. That was kind of plain. What is that of a question? I don't think it's worth my time down.
Yeah, I see.
Don't worry, you're going to have
look at me anymore from now on.
Huh?
You'll see.
See what?
You'll see what.
Wait a minute, Alan.
If you're planning on... No, I sure didn't expect to see you today. That's the way you spoke to me yesterday.
I'm very sorry about the way I spoke to you yesterday. I'm so flattered.
Oh. All right. Look now.
Time has come for clarification. Sit down. In times long past, this planet was the home of a mighty and noble race of beings, which called themselves the Krell. Ethically, as well as technologically, they were a million years ahead of humankind. For in unlocking the mysteries of nature, they had conquered even their basin cells. And when in the course of eons they had abolished sickness and insanity and crime and all injustice, they turned, still with high benevolence, upward towards faith. Long before the dawn of man's history, they had walked our earth and brought back many biological specimens.
I see. That explains the tiger and the deer.
The heights they had reached. But then, seemingly on the threshold of some supreme accomplishment, which was to have crowned their entire history, this all but divine race perished in a single night. In the 2,000 centuries since that unexplained catastrophe, even their cloud-piercing towers of glass and porcelain and adamantine steel have crumbled back into the soil of Altair IV, and nothing, absolutely nothing, remains above ground.
What were they like?
No record of their physical nature has survived. Except perhaps in the form of this characteristic arch. I suggest you consider it in comparison to one of our functionally designed human doors. That recording was made by crowd musicians a half a million years ago. How people all the adult children of their other communities. This spot should be molten. It's not even warm. And no trace of radioactivity. The molecules are many times more densely interlocked than in earthly steel, yet it drinks up energy like a sponge. This is just one of our laboratories. You will notice that much of the equipment is familiar, though designed for non-human technicians. But this, on this screen, may be projected the total scientific knowledge of the cloud from its primitive beginning to the day of its annihilation, a sheer bulk surpassing many million earthly life groups. You're able to read this? A little, it's my profession. 20 years ago, I began here with this page of geometrical theory. Eventually, I was able to deduce most of their huge logical alphabet. I began to learn. Practically, the result of that robot of mine, which you gentlemen appear to find so remarkable. Child's play. I've come here every day now for 2 decades, painfully picking up a few of the least difficult fragments of their knowledge.
A thing like this, it's too big to evaluate. Think what a discovery, Dr.
What is this device over here?
I call it their plastic educator. As far as I can make out, they use it to condition and test their young. In much the same way as we once employed finger painting among our kindergarten children. I often play with it myself for relaxation. Although working here, I sometimes wish I'd been blessed with multiple arms and legs. Now, you can see that this headset was designed for something much bulkier than my human cranium. Now, over here you see the electromagnetic waves of my brain sending that indicator up about halfway. I gathered that one of their own young, a 7-year-old child, was not expected to send that all the way to the top, which by Krell standards classifies me as a low-grade moron. Yet I have an officially recorded IQ of 183. Now then, for the primary function.
I'll choose the video subject to start with the same time. Thank you.
what's happening there?
The steps?
That's our parent.
Simply a three-dimensional image.
But it's alive.
Because my daughter is alive in my brain from microsecond to microsecond while I manipulate.
There. Something of a strain. Aladdin's lamp, the physics laboratory. Could you jump in the chair to take the crowd test of your intelligence?
Yes, very much.
You may be disappointed, Commander. Suppose we start with a good doctor. What do I do? Just sit down there and I'll move a little forward. That's it. Now, Dr. Ethan, breathe here.
There's something wrong here. I have an IQ of 161, yet I don't register a third of what you did.
Now the commander. It's all right, sir. Commanding officer doesn't need brains, just a good loud voice.
How do I make an image? I just pull this switch.
No. You never survived. Our Polaris conscripted pilot, and it was instantly fatal to him.
Oh, I see. So you're immune to this, too.
In my first attempt at creating an indicator, my brain pattern there was scarcely any larger than yours. Afterwards, I lay unconscious for a day and a night.
And yet you came back for a second going.
It was a question of science, Doctor. But you can imagine my joy when I discovered that the shock had permanently doubled my intellectual capacity. Otherwise, my researchers here would have come to nothing. Or as they have been. Recently, I have turned up some rather puzzling indications that in those final days before their annihilation, the Krell had been applying their entire racial energies to a new project, one which they actually seemed to hope might somehow free them once and for all from any dependence on physical instrumentality.
Civilization without instrumentality?
Incredible. That's Amorbius.
Everything here is new. Not a sign of age or wear on any of them.
Young man, these devices, self-service, self-maintained, have stood exactly as you see them for 2,000 centuries.
2,000 centuries? And during all this time, what was the power source?
That's a very good question. May I draw your attention to these gauges all around here, gentlemen. Their calibrations appear to indicate that they are set in decimal series, each division recording exactly 10 times as many amperes as the one preceding it. 10 times 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 10 times
There is no direct wiring that I can discover. However, when I activate this machine, it registers infinitesimally, you see, down there in the lower left-hand corner. And then when I activate the educator here, it registers a little more. But this much is negligible. The total potential here must be less than astronomical. Now, the number 10 raised almost nothing. Gentlemen, would you care to see tomorrow the Crowl Wonders?
Indeed, yes.
If you will, step in the shuttlecock. Thank you.
20 miles. Listen. Circuits of Petersburg, and they never rest. This is one of their ventilator shafts. You can feel the warm air rising. Look down here. Look down here. They are crazy.
Shut down the car, please?
No. Oh, it's stopped now. Check over the whole system first thing in the morning.
Aye, sir.
Too arbitrary, Commander. Perhaps I do not choose to be dictated to in my own world.
Dr. Morbius, the scientific find of this magnitude has got to be taken under United Planet supervision. No one man can be allowed to monopolize it.
The past 2 hours, I've been expecting you to make exactly that asinine statement. Just one moment, Commander. For close on 20 years now, I've been constantly, and I hope dispassionately, considering this very problem. I have come to the unalterable conclusion that man is unfit as yet. To receive such knowledge, that's almost limitless power.
Whereas Morbius, with his artificially expanded influence, is now ideally suited to administer this power for the whole human race.
Precisely, Doctor. Such portions, then, of the Krell science as I may from time to time deem suitable and safe, I shall dispense to Earth. Other portions I shall withhold. And in this I shall be answerable exclusively to my own conscience and judgment.
Morbius, in absence of special instructions, you leave me in a very awkward position.
Commander Adams.
Speaking, Lieutenant.
Skipper, the chief's been murdered.
Quinn murdered?
Yes, he was alone, working on the monitor. The rest of us were all outside on guard duty.
How was it done?
Done? My body is plastered all over the communications
room. Footprints we found. Inches by 9 inches. Doc, I don't understand. Whatever walks on this would be quite an appalling for a man with a club, but with that kind of weapons, Quinn could have not...
No, Skipper.
This thing runs counter to every known law of adaptive evolution.
What do you mean?
You notice this structure here. Characteristic of a 4-foot diamond. You know, visitor last night left the track of a 5-foot. Primarily a ground diamond, too. If this claw could only belong to an arboreal creature, like some impossible tree sloth, this doesn't fit into normal nature. Anywhere in the galaxy, this is a knife.
Is that what you mean out of that footprint?
I think it's fairly close. Pardon me, Commander. Are you ready to hold discipline on the cook, sir?
Yeah, let's have it.
I'm obliged to remind you, sir, that I gave him permission to go out last night. You give him permission to get falling down drunk?
Gosh, me, sir? Well, that's like the Osco, sir. 4 pints of 120-proof bourbon without a trace of hangover in it. Now, that ain't natural, sir. Besides, why did that robber argue me into drinking all that whiskey in the first place?
You were with the robot last night?
Yes. Well, maybe we can get close to each other's great help. Just for casual interplanetary relations, you understand?
Now, that's all the time. Even while the chief is being killed.
Certainly, sir. I hope you don't think I could have got that stiff in 5 minutes.
I'll dismiss. Does that leave us the suspect? Maybe it leaves us with the same one. Maybe you and I ought to drop over to that Krell laboratory and get our IQ boosted a couple of 100%.
Sir, burial detail is ready.
Oh. west. Company dismissed.
Fine technician.
Good shipment. That's a good epitaph for anyone.
Good day, Dr. Marbius.
I dare say neither of us slept any last night.
It's a pretty close guess.
I warned you while your ship was still in space. I begged you not to land on this planet.
Believe me, Commander, that is only a foretaste. The Bellerophon pattern is being woven again.
Remain here, and the next attack on your party will be more deadly and general. How do you know that?
No, I see the vision. If you wish, call it a premonition.
What do you make of that, Skipper? Say it sounded like an ultimatum.
Person.
I see.
Bosun.
Aye, aye, sir.
I want a clear field of fire in all directions.
Aye, aye, sir.
Randall?
Sir.
How soon will radar be operational?
Operating right now.
Good. You keep right on it yourself.
Aye, aye, sir.
Then A alert is completed.
Aye, aye, sir.
Fine. Activate main battery. Alarm for test. Check good. Well, Lieutenant, you got your trouble squad in hand?
Yes, sir, they're in hand, but they're a little trigger happy. They're sort of edgy to see whatever's out. Maybe a big deal coming up. I'm sorry if I leaned on you wrong. You've got to understand. Stop knocking yourself out, Skipper. She picked the right man. What is it, Randall?
Star radar just picked up something.
Where went?
At the head of the arroyo.
Moving?
This way, sir. Slowly.
Automatic control.
Thank you.
Alden. Aldera. Alden.
Operational, do your best to wear it out for me and the doctor. The second the bed fence starts to short again, you lift off and report back to Earth Base on conditions of the set. Right, Skipper.
All right. Get everything aboard ship. We're pulling out.
All right, so. Hey, Doc, if you make it into that lab, I'll take the first door at the IT booth. You hear me? I'll do it.
I am monitored to admit no one at this hour.
That sounded final. Maybe if we reason with.
My beams are focused on your blasters, gentlemen.
Has he got a built-in rule against bringing our little necks for us?
That is true, sir. Yet I am monitored to admit no one.
Bobby, let them in.
Alton, this is your father's order now. Get out of the way.
Quiet. Robbie, emergency cancellation are communities.
You are tense. Three more men dead, including Jerry Fun. I don't know. There's some kind of big outline in the center of things. And you can't explain it. The landing really floods. And we lost it. We're going to be back.
Must be. No.
Going without you.
Exactly. I just can't.
I mean, Tinker.
Why, I can't.
Can't you? realize what's loose on this planet.
Well, I'm immune. I spoke my parents.
That's what he says. I don't believe it. Nothing could be immune to that thing.
Go.
Doc, will you cut and censor this girl? I'm in over my head. Doc? Doc? Doc?
On a show, Doc.
And you took the ring, do you see? You ought to see my new mind. The brilliant lights, bigger than his now. Ain't he down? Morbius was too close to the front. The crow completed the project. Big machine. No instrumentalities. True creation. Come on, Doc. That's it. But the crow forgot one thing. Monsters, Doc. Monsters from the dead. That's it. Doc, Doc. Power of matter. The fool, the meddling idiot, as though his eight brain could contain the secret to the crow.
Dead.
He was one, and now he's paid. Let him be buried with the other victims of human greed and folly.
Morbius, he wanted me to make a choice. Now you've chosen Queen.
Alter.
I'm ready to go with you, Daddy.
Altera, go.
I will place him in the facto state.
Thank you. She mustn't do this. She must be prevented.
Morbius, what is the end?
Young man, my daughter is planning a very foolish action, and she'll be terribly punished.
What is the end?
It's an obsolete term. I'm afraid once used to describe the elementary basis of the subconscious mind.
Monsters from the id.
Huh?
Monsters from the subconscious. Of course, that's what got me.
Morbius, a big machine, 8,000 cubic miles of place to relay, enough power for a whole population of creative geniuses, operated by remote control. Morbius, operated by the electromagnetic impulses of individual crowd brains.
To what purpose?
In return, that ultimate machine will instantaneously project solid matter to any point on the planet, in any shape or color they might imagine, for any purpose, Morbius. Creation by mere thought.
Why haven't I seen this all along?
But like you, the crowd, they got one deadly danger. Their own subconscious hate and lust for destruction. The beast. A mindless primitive. Even the crowd must have evolved from that beginning. And so those mindless beasts of the subconscious had access to a machine that could never be shut down. The secret devil of every soul on the planet all set free at once to loop in Maine. And take revenge, Morbius, and kill.
My poor brother. After a million years of shining sanity, they could hardly have understood what power was destroying them. Yes, young man. All very convincing. But for one obvious fallacy. The last crowd died 2,000 centuries ago. But today, as we all know, there is still at large on this planet a living monster.
Your mind refuses to face a decision.
What do you mean?
Morbius. Morbius, something is approaching from the southwest. It is now quite close.
Good
be around?
No, never. I feel sorry for you, young man. I'm sorry, my daughter, Morbius.
She's trying to stop the meat. Body and soul.
Whatever comes forever.
Save her life. Show somebody to hear you out there. Tell her you don't love this man.
Not even if I could.
Stop it, Robin. Don't let you in. Kill it, Robin. Why'd you jump like Pompanink?
Whatever you know in here, your twin self out in the tunnel knows too.
I'm not a monster, you! We're all part monsters in our subconscious. So we have laws and religion. Let me go! Listen, don't have much time! Here.
Yeah, you're in your mind without a vision in your eyes.
Consciously, it still lacks the power to operate the great machine. But your subconscious has been made stronger.
I won't hear you.
Listen, 1 year ago when your comrades voted to return to Earth, you sent your secret aid out to murder them.
Quite realizing, of course, that maybe in your dreams.
What man can remember his own dreams when I shifted a fortune from space you remembered enough to warn us off?
Then when you thought we were threatening your little egomaniac empire, your subconscious sent its monster out again. More deaths, Morbius. More murders.
And now this too. Harm my own daughter.
But now she's defying you, Morbius. Even in you, the loving father, there still exists the mindless criminal. More enraged and more inflamed with each new frustration.
So now you're whispering up your monster again. To punish her for her disloyalty and disobedience. And if you don't do something about it soon, Morbius, you're going to be coming right through that door. Solid 12 metal, 26 inches thick. Look at your gauge. Look. That machine is going to supply your monster with whatever amount of power it requires to reach it. Look out. Get hot. We will be white hot. And it'll soften and melt. Say you don't believe this one. Tell me you don't.
Oh, Father.
Son. Tremble, Disc. The switch. Roll it. Which one is those? Wall Street. 100 million miles. Out of space. Hell first. Chain reaction. Can I not be able to listen? Oh.
.6. We're clear now. What an astrogator.
A genuine privilege, Commander.
Activate main viewplate.
Aye, aye, Skipper.
I'll teleport the bright speck below the star.
15 seconds.
Yes, Alter. Your father, my shipmates, and restored knowledge of the craft. 5 seconds, 4, 3, 2, 1. About a million years now, the human race will crawl up to him. The Krell stood in the great moment, triumph and prejudice. Your father's new shining again, like a beacon in the galaxy. It's true that you remind us of the old card.
Brings us to the end of Forbidden Planet and the survivors of Altair 4. Just a couple of footnotes. There were leftovers from this movie. The uniforms that the space guys wore were also used in 1958's Queen of Outer Space with Zsa Zsa Gabor, and she was the ultimate illegal alien. Richard Anderson, who was Chief Quinn, turned up in the $6 million man. Anne Francis turned out to be a lady detective named Honey West back in the day. She had a pet ocelot named Bruce Bite-A-Bit. When it was time to, how can we say, be their own women as The Girl from Uncle and other shows were becoming more feminine-oriented with female leads. Oh, man. There's a whole lot of stuff. But, you know, being a little kid, I can find myself fascinated by the concept of being out there in outer space and thinking that was real. And the phrase monsters from the id stand the test of time, because for American descendants of slavery, We have been victims of monsters from the id of white people for God knows how long. And we know that there's more to come. Ironically, since this is a sports show, as we speak, there's more psychology going on now at the football game between Colorado and Oregon State. Colorado, of course, having ridden this hype train, was almost derailed at 4-4, face Oregon State, and, well, if they hold up and win the game, the article, Buffalo's Lick Beavers, might sound like a porno flick, but you get what I'm saying. At least I hope you do. Now, tomorrow, we will delve into sci-fi in prime time. You know, we talked about how important the Twilight Zone was and the Outer Limits. And one of my favorite shows, The Invaders. Yes. And I'm playing a little humor, like with the Addams Family and the Monsters, and the importance of how Japan turned animation into an industry and set things in a whole different direction for TV viewers everywhere. Now, I should remind you that, of course, tomorrow there's going to be some ground that we have not covered, and I got a couple of items already. Mike, where's the thing? Mike, where's the day the earth stood still? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, fear not. These movies will come up later before the end of the year. Special presentations for sure. But we did what we could in getting as many different varieties of sci-fi in your hands for viewing. And we hope you guys dug it. Now, in terms of what's to come tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, we're back at it again. So until you hear otherwise, go safe, stay safe, be safe. On behalf of everybody here at the tree, have a good night. We shall see you tomorrow at 8, and don't be late.